HKX Mobile.
This morning.
I'm doing good. Just making my way down over to the first stop this morning. Done switch vehicles, so try to get this day started.
Working on Thursday?
Thursdays I am in the Greer Taylor's area, all way Hampton.
If I hadn't been up all night, I'd try to run into you. But you in my area, I guess. But good luck to you anyway. Hope you sell more than your calculator can calculate.
Could definitely use a couple of those days.
I guess so. I never did have to worry about selling my own product much. Long, long time ago, I took church directory pictures, and I took the incentive of going in there and being part of the sales force. And it worked out good then. But I learned to let that go.
Well, I hate that you let that go, but I definitely understand dealing with people sometimes is a challenge all its own.
The problem was I had been training all the stuff, but the sales stuff. And I just kind of sat back and watched people doing the sales stuff and decided somebody needed to train them to do the sales stuff. I don't know. I was just a kid. And it really wasn't a bad buddy of mine, older buddy of mine, got me the job. And it worked out okay. It was a little bit of travel, you know, and a lot of fun, and you know, just part of growing up.
Those first jobs are a real learning experience for life of different situations, different things, because you just never know what you want to do when you're that age.
I thought I knew what I wanted to do, and I got my foot in the door, and then, they changed cameras on me, so I had to, nobody else wanted to do this, so I had to get on an airplane, fly to Louisville, Kentucky, and train on the new camera. And come back and tell everybody how this thing worked. And I kind of got a kick out of it when it was all said and done because my sales figures went up.
Education can do for you when used properly. And so. But most people don't
want to
take advantage of it anymore.
Got me the job. Was far and away the better photographer. And knew what he was doing, but I guess he was preoccupied and had something else he wanted to do. And I got elected to go do that. When I got home, while I was up there, they taught me a couple of new little wrinkles. And when I got home, I just went ahead and put them into my my daily work schedule, and things got better. I don't know. It was kind of funny. It really was. But it was good. It was good. He was a good guy to me. He was, that's the guy that got me the job. He was like my big brother. And he was a real street smart kind of guy. And I think all guys could use one of them if they don't have them.
We all need somebody looking out for us when we're that age, that's for sure. But was that around here or was it somewhere else?
Here, well, between the guy that had the franchise lived in Greenville, Buddy and I lived in Anderson, and we worked the state of South Carolina, pretty much, was it. I'd get down into North Augusta a little bit, which I really enjoyed, because I ran across a really nice nightclub down there that had a heck of a band in it, and I knew them for a long time. But anyway, we ran a good average down there as far as sales went. So everybody was happy.
Sounds like you had fun when you were doing it. And that's a good thing. You enjoyed your job and enjoyed the benefits of it.
The benefits were debatable, but, you know, for a kid just getting out of school and putting him on the road traveling and giving him a job to be responsible, because you did have to, that was a responsibility, you know, to be there at the church, be on the schedule with those people. But it was good. It was good. I can't fuss about that one bit. It taught me a lot.
Nothing like those life lessons. That's for sure.
The one I really learned was when I was a real little kid and I first started working on the weekends, and I was working in the mill on Sunday when they were cleaning up, and during the week after school, maybe an hour or two cleaning up, you know, that was where you learned what this is a job. This is not a good job, but this is a job. All of your jobs from here on out to be measured in this job. So that was what that one was, but I've never forgot it, so it must have had an effect.
I believe most of us have had in our past where everything else is measured off of it. Mine was working for my uncle doing plumbing repair, literally digging ditches and shoveling poo. All jobs are measured against it.
And I remembered from where I was, I never forgot what I did and how much money I was being paid to do it, and how dirty or not dirty it was, but it was what everything got measured by from then on out, and My dad did me a daggum really good deal by putting me in a job like that. He really did. One of the best things he ever did for me. I'll never forget it.
More young men could use something like that in their life, where they've actually had to learn to go out and earn it.
Really? I think it'd be a really good thing. You know, it's a first step. Yeah, I mean, you kind of hate it that you got to do that, but that's just kind of the way you learn it. You know, this is as bad as it gets, and it can get better if you do better.
I heard you in there, W2, JKT. Come on in here.
W2JKT, how's it going this morning?
Eric, hope you're having a good start to your day. Just talking to Richard, K4ROW here, about past experiences. And we're going to leave a little break here and see if Ken's in here yet.
KFW Mobile, you know me too well.
KO4CEF Mobile.
KO4HKX, you got Richard and Eric here with us also.
I just been sitting here listening to you. He was in deep conversation, so I let you be.
Yeah, I was doing the same thing, just remembering my words, John.
One thing I can say is, y'all may be trying to make it, but I've, as far as that goes, I've got it made. I just endorsing the check and letting it go.
You've put your time in and done your job, so it's time to enjoy that retirement.
I had about 40 years of railroad retirement service. 39 years, 9 months, and 13 days, I think it was. But it was good, and it was, you know, once you learn what you're doing and you got good guys to work with and you got good guys to work for, and, I was happy. I was lucky to have the job. It was luck that I got the job. I was going to drive to Florence to the seaboard and apply for a job, and my dad showed me an ad in Greenwood. He was for Southern Railway, and I did that. Drove to Greenville. There at 8 o'clock in the morning, left 3:30 in the afternoon. Had all the blah, 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 blahs and the fingerprints, and had a job provided I passed a physical, I guess it was, and background check. But that was in January of 1970. So here we go.
I was pulling trap and skeet at a gun club when I was 14 years old, and that's where I learned the value of work.
Something works for all of us, doesn't it?
Standing outside in the blazing sun or freezing cold or pouring rain or driving snow, no matter what, spending my weekends during school doing that taught me a whole lot.
That it will. Hey, and it don't take a whole lot of it to teach you that either, does it?
Now the modern approach, you know, they don't want kids to have jobs now because they're supposed to focus on school. And I think they're missing out on a huge learning experience that you can have when you're young, is having that first job where you have some real responsibility. I think we're missing out on that.
I don't understand what's wrong with some of the guys that trying to put together a workforce, but think a big part of it is it's not American people.
I think as a whole, the country has gotten lazy. Everybody wants that cushy job, and nobody's willing to get their hands dirty anymore. And just put the effort in to learn it. They're expected it to just be owed to them. I'm owed this.
I got you. Problem is, I mean, ain't nobody owes nobody nothing. You got to go out there and show somebody you earn it, and you deserve it, and you can handle it. That's, people seem to forget about that part of it.
I agree with you. Ken, Andrew, come on in here. Don't sit on the sidelines all morning.
And right in, listen to conversation.
We're speaking the truth now. I can't say anything different. I get employees in all the time where they just, I don't know, it's just like they don't want to learn, don't want to work, and they're just not willing to put forth the effort to do it.
Fuck. Learn to be competitive. And, you know, see jobs as grade levels. And be smart enough to beat somebody out if they're coming after that job, if that's something they really want.
Whenever I get people to come in, you know, you hope they're in debt up to their eyeballs or something. That way they just can't up and leave. They got to work to make the money.
That's part of the problem is they're happy and content living in mom and daddy's basement. And as long as they can play their video game, that they don't want anything else.
Deserve something. I got one kid, he came in, he's still working there surprisingly, but you know, he took robotics and a couple other things while he was in high school or whatever, and you know, he thinks that's what he should be able to be doing, and you know, right now he's working on the line, and he doesn't like that, he doesn't want to do that, and I get it, you know, you got to work to that point, but you don't start there, and that's what he feels that he needs. You know, I've got this experience. I should be doing this instead of working towards it.
I'm with you. Nobody wants to put the time in. Just like I was saying earlier, everybody wants to enjoy the indoor plumbing, but nobody wants to dig the ditch or repair the problem.
I first got started in amateur radio. I had a science teacher at Granville Junior High School, the one that got us turned on. And big thing back then was CB radio. Ham radio wasn't all that big. CB was, and Granville had a big CB club. And of course, that's where most of us went to begin with, and then came back to see a radio dealers down on Main Street. I did mine with Matt Godsey at Granville Radio, and there were some that went to other places. But I still miss some of the old guys. We used to have CB radio meetings, club meetings up at Charlie's Steakhouse in Granville. Charlie and Roy Pitts. They used to do that up there once a month. I don't know if y'all ever heard of that. I remember any of that or not. I remember one old guy that was, I can't remember his name. But he was blind, and he tuned pianos for a living. But he was a CB radio operator.
That was before my time. I wasn't born until 75, so missed a lot of that.
Yeah, honey, that was let's see. Well, I got my first ham license in 1964. Was a novice license, and I didn't get it renewed because I got interested in something else. You can probably imagine right behind that. And let's see, I was KN4SWR and got that at Max Radio Shop. And then I lost interest until 1972 when I went to work on the railroad, and I had a buddy that was a ham operator. And then I waited until 2000 and went up to Asheville. And got my Technician Plus again and came back the next month. Granville got my journal. And there we go.
Do much on the radio now?
No, I don't. I bought a house here a few years ago, and I'm trying to whip it into shape, and I haven't done much at all, ham radio-wise. I will, if, you know, things work out right, I'll get me a good mobile rig, and I want to hit the road and do some traveling for end of time comes, but to answer your question, no, I really don't. Not now.
Hope you get to do that. I hope you get to enjoy seeing the road and seeing the country from the pavement instead of the railway this time around.
I appreciate it. I do too. I can't say anything about the railroad. That was a blessing from the good Lord above, and it was kind of funny. I had a couple of buddies down in Anderson, and that's where I lived, and they had got a job with the Seaboard Coastline, and they, actually had different jobs. One worked as a lineman and one worked as a trainman, but their division headquarters were in Florence, and I was going to drive to Florence to try to get a job, and my dad brought up revenues on one day and shoved Dad in front of my face, and I said, well, I guess I can do that any day. I'll just go do the try this. And I did. And I was up there at 8 o'clock in the morning, left at 3:30 in the afternoon, and I had a job provided I could pass the physical and the background check. And that was January 1st of 1970. And I left there September the 13th, I think. It was the day the tsunami hit Japan. That was, I worked that long, and I had a bronchitis infection, and I quit.
A long career, a especially for one place anymore. It's not something you hear of. Most people anymore bounce around from job to job. I know in my life I have, so it's hard to stay at one place long term anymore.
And I truly believe that it's really a blessing to be able to do that. Sometimes, I guess you got to step back and look at the whole picture, but I think I was blessed. It was funny, I went out there and when I got hired, I went down there and I was walking down the landing in front of the station, and I started seeing guys that I'd gone to high school with. I didn't know they lived out there. I mean, worked out there. I didn't know their fathers had worked out there. I spent 1 year in Greenville. I was raised in Anderson and moved to Greenville my senior year of high school. And rest of it I learned from there. But some of them still going. You know, we're trying to hang in there.
This morning. Eric, Ken, I hope y'all have a great day. Richard, I hope you have a great day also. And y'all stay safe out there. And good to talk to all of you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Have a great day. Good talking to you this morning. W2JKT.
Have a good one. KN4GFW.
KO4HKX, K4OW. I hope you need to call armored car out there. Have a good buddy.
Probably made it to work already.
He made it there. He had to go in. For today.
Work. I have a meeting I have to present for this afternoon on some safety things. And then I'm going to head home. And Courtney and I are going to go for a bike ride and then go pick up the kids from the YMCA. And then probably work on sanding down walls in the kitchen and getting ready for the final coat of mud and then paint. We got our stove delivered last night. We're excited about it, so we're looking forward to trying to cook on it this weekend.
Hey, man, the southbound side's kind of busy today.
Yeah, but I'm still north of Greenville.
In the Spartanburg and that, and it just looks like this steady traffic on the other side.
163 is not bad. It's about normal here.
Well, at least it won't be raining today.
What do you got planned this weekend, guys?
I'm going to take in that last part of that movie, episode 7 and 8 of The Chosen. And after that, I don't know.
How do you like to spend your weekends?
Antenna off of my truck, and I screwed it on this NMO mount here on the car, see if it does any better, if I can get out of that dead spot.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of gain, and it's a little taller.
And a car is like 4.5 dB on 2 meters.
This one up. It's a Comet something, but I don't remember.
On my truck, but it's only a quarter wave, so it's probably, you know, just 2 dBi on 2 meters. But yeah, the one in the car is a 5/8, so it's got a little bit of extra gain to it.
Really good one on my truck. It was, man, it's like it must have been 60 inches tall. Had it on a tri-mag mount on the roof, and it did good there. And I moved it from the roof down to the edge of the trunk. Because once in a while I'd hit a branch, And it danged if the tip didn't catch in a little crack on a drive-thru and just pulled the loading coil right out of it.
And, you know, the antenna on my truck is not as long and it has less gain, but my reception is so much better just because of the way it's installed. You know, I've got the actual hole drilled in the roof, so there's a really good ground plane for the antenna. And on my car, it's just a little L bracket to the ski rack, so it's not really a great ground plane below it. And even with the higher gain on that antenna on my car, it still doesn't receive as well as the one in my truck.
That, man, I got a truck out here on the interstate. It's doing like 45.
Pretty good southbound, but yeah, so I don't know. It all works. You know, we have those mornings where, you know, none of us can hear the repeater, but that's just all propagation.
Just a second here, because I'm fixing to go into my normal bad spot here.
Copy on you for now.
I don't have a full bars, you know what I mean, from the repeater.
I can still hear you just fine. There's a little bit of static this morning, but otherwise it's not bad at all.
Well, we're fixing to find out for sure. I'm at now here, going into my bad spot. But yeah, I hung it up on that extra class. I just couldn't do 9 more weeks of that. I liked radio too much.
You dropped out, but that's too bad. But you know, hey, you know, you still enjoy the radio, so yeah. The extra doesn't get you a whole lot more, just some extra frequencies. But you can still do the same things with the general.
That's what I figured. And then I may just study the question and the answer and go ahead and test with the rest of the guys. But I don't know. Just where I'm at right now. Like I said, you know, I've been all the way to Australia, so you can't get too much further than that.
You know, you can talk to Australia on the general part of the band or the extra part of the band. It doesn't matter.
A good copy through my bad zone, so this thing must be working pretty good.
We'll need a couple of dB of better reception to make a huge difference. You know, analog FM just kind of, it tends to kind of fall off a cliff. And then, so once you just gain back a couple of dB, you're back in the white.
You're to the gates. So I'm going to say 7-3. You have an awesome day. And then be safe out there, and I look forward to catching you a little bit later. KN4TFW.
Talking to you this morning. I hope you have a great day as well. And I'm on vacation tomorrow, so I'll talk to you next week. I hope you have a great weekend and enjoy it very much. So I'll talk to you soon. WTJKT, all mobile.